Somebody gives an object to somebody else to watch, and then he demands the pikudom back. He says, where is my pikudom that I gave over to you? Amar lo nigna. And the person who is watching it claims that it was stolen. Mashbi'acha ani v'amar amin. He demands that the person take a shvua, and the person does take a shvua. V'ha'edim me'edin oso shegunpu. And the edim are made that the person himself who was supposed to be watching it stole it himself. Mishalem tashlume kefo. That person would have to pay kefo like any other ganav, even though, in this case, it was given to him originally beheter, he was watching it. Now that he saw it, the Torah is machayev him to pay kefo just like any other ganav. Hodem miatmo, mishalem keren v'chomesh v'asha. If, after he takes the shvua sheker, he admits on his own that he swore falsely, then he would have to pay a keren, the principal, plus a chomesh, an additional fifth of Torah's machayavim, plus he has to bring a korban asher. Like we saw in the previous mishnah, somebody who takes a shvua sheker and then admits has to pay a keren chomesh and bring a korban asher. But in this case, he wouldn't have to pay kefo, he wouldn't have to pay two principals. The reason being, kefo is considered a knas, a fine that the Torah is machayavim, and we have a klal modeh b'knas patur. Somebody who admits that he is chayav a knas does not have to pay the knas. So in this case, where he admitted on his own there was no edim, he does not have to pay the kefo, but he does have to pay a keren b'chomesh. Somebody who steals from his father, and then he makes a shvua sheker, he swears falsely, and afterwards he admits that he actually did steal, so now he is chayav a keren b'chomesh to his father, and his father dies before he can give the keren b'chomesh. He would have to pay the keren b'chomesh to his own children or to his brothers. Now, even though he was yoresh, this object that he stole together with his brothers, he still has to give up the whole object. If the object is be'ein, it is still around. As the pasuk says, v'heishiv es ha'gzela, the gzela must be returned, even though he now has a chelek in the gzela. So therefore, he can give it either to his brothers who are yours together with him, or he can give it to his own children. Now, the reason he is Mekayim, the mitzvah of the hatred of the Gzela, by giving it to his own children, is because his children would be yours, their grandfather, if he was no longer alive. So therefore, in this case, where he is not allowed to hold on to his object, his children would be considered yorshim, and therefore he is Mekayim the hatred of the Gzela by giving it to his own children. Then, eino rotza, osha eimlo. If he is not interested in being the kind of mitzvah of the Heshev of the Gzela properly, or he simply cannot afford to give up the whole object, so now what should he do, as he is not allowed to hold on to this object since it is a stolen object? Lo vet ubalicho ban vinifra. What he can do is to borrow money from other people, and then when he doesn't pay back the money, the balicho, the people who are owed money by him, would come and collect their loan from this stolen object. So that way, he does not lose any money, but he has given up the stolen object. He no longer has it.